Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is January 27th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Connexin 43, Restoration, alleviates desmosomal arrhythmogenic cardiomyopathy. This study found that restoration of connexin 43 alleviated desmosomal arrhythmogenic cardiomyopathy. Arrhythmogenic cardiomyopathy is a fatal genetic heart disease characterized by impaired cell-cell adhesion, ventricular arrhythmias, and progressive heart failure. This finding demonstrates a potential mutation-agnostic therapeutic intervention for this severe and genetically broad patient population. This approach addresses dysregulated pathways across various desmosomal mutations. Article number 2. Estimating the potential impact of the 2024 UK salt reduction targets on cardiovascular health outcomes and healthcare costs in adults, a modeling study. This modeling study projected the potential impact of the 2024 United Kingdom salt reduction targets on cardiovascular health outcomes and healthcare costs in adults. The analysis found that meeting these targets could significantly improve population cardiovascular health. The reductions in sodium intake were projected to also lead to substantial savings in healthcare expenditures for United Kingdom adults. The study highlights the positive public health implications of such voluntary salt reduction programs. Article number 3. Seated saline suppression test for lateralizing primary aldosteronism. This blinded clinical trial identified the diagnostic accuracy of the seated saline suppression test for lateralizing primary aldosteronism. The study found the test accurately identified lateralization, defined by an aldosterone to cortisol ratio of 3:1 or greater during adrenal vein sampling. This finding provides crucial clarity on confirmatory testing for primary aldosteronism, addressing previous uncertainty regarding its benefit in identifying lateralizing disease. This seated saline suppression test offered a precise approach for patients presenting with high-risk features. Article number 4. Phenotypic severity of SCN5A-related bradycardia is independent of dominant negative and coupled gating effects. This study found that the phenotypic severity of sodium voltage-gated channel alpha subunit 5A-related bradycardia is independent of dominant negative and coupled gating effects. Pathogenic SCN5A variants are associated with inherited arrhythmias such as long QT syndrome, Brugada syndrome, and sick sinus syndrome. Results showed a reduction of sodium current in wild-type NaV1.5 can be caused by dimerization with loss of function mutated NaV1.5 through dominant negative effects. This clarifies the mechanisms underlying SCN5A-related bradycardia, demonstrating its severity is not dictated by these specific molecular interactions. Article number 5. Connexin 43 restoration alleviates desmosomal arrhythmogenic cardiomyopathy. This study found that restoration of connexin 43 alleviated desmosomal arrhythmogenic cardiomyopathy. Arrhythmogenic cardiomyopathy is a fatal genetic heart disease characterized by impaired cell-cell adhesion, ventricular arrhythmias, and progressive heart failure. This finding demonstrates a potential mutation-agnostic therapeutic intervention for this severe and genetically broad patient population. This approach addresses dysregulated pathways across various desmosomal mutations. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.